And Jesus added to that knowledge of Scripture. Then he applied divine knowledge, a divine interpretation, which is superior knowledge, to those Scriptures and turned those Scriptures from flat, dead letter Scripture into a highly spirited teaching. That's what it means, turn them into wine. Okay, but this is called, in the Bible, it's called a marriage. A bride was given away to the groom, is that right? The bride is a church, and don't they teach you that the bride is a church? The bride is a church, or the bride is a religious congregation. So this Holy Quran is telling us how the religious society is built up. The religious society is called a heaven. And the heaven is made by a marriage just like the earth is made by a marriage. The man who has the divine knowledge, he comes and he imparts it to others. And he finally finds a receiver. He finally finds a mate. Somebody who will take that germ from his mind and will accept it in themselves and will begin to grow a bigger society. Is that right? So this is the marriage. And it's formed just like the earthly marriage. The Holy Quran is telling us, don't think that this heaven is anything different from your earth. This heaven is a higher level, a higher development of your earth. Do you understand? So God made the earth, then he made government. The Holy Quran is setting the record straight. The church and the synagogue have tried to make us believe that before there was anything on earth, before there was any people, first thing came was a spooky creation by God. And right away, he started out a religious society. The Holy Quran says, no, it didn't happen like that. Holy Quran says these spiritual things, these moral things are in life itself. But it takes time for these things to develop out of life and form an orderly society. That first there is nothing but earth, and people start just like common animals, needing a home and needing food for their young. Then after that, they realize they need protection and they need to further develop this simple home life, so they form a governmental order. Then after the governmental order, then they realize that they need to build up their moral and spiritual, or their human image, their human nature, if they are to survive as a people. Because government that was established for material security, government that was established for material preservation, will not keep the society standing if we don't develop human essence and human image to check the growth of the material establishment. Some people will not bring about the right kind of human creation that we call the religious or the heavenly creation to check the bad influences of government, the extremes that government will go into. So what happens? Government turns into a beast. So the book teaches us that in the last days there will be a beast. And this beast will be in opposition or will be at war with the saints, with Christ and the saints. Is that right? All right. So it's simply telling us this, that those people who ignore the divine heavenly order and fail to extend the human development above the material aspirations will fail society and will bring society back down lower than the earth from which they were made at the very beginning, will bring them down to the level of a beast. See? This is what the book is telling us. See, so God comprehended in his design the sky. Not that sky up there, brothers and sisters. It means the sky of the religious plane. That's exactly what it means. He comprehended in his design the religious plane. And he said, pardon me, and it had been smoke and mist, meaning the religious plane had been confused, mixed with people who material and people who are spiritual. He said to it, come together. Said to it, pardon me, and the earth, come together. To it and the earth, meaning to this higher plane of the society and to the masses, the poor, the uneducated of the society, said to it and the earth, come together willingly or unwillingly. And they said, we do come together in willing obedience. So the Holy Quran is telling us that society developed, and as it discovered its problems, it dealt with those problems, and when it reached the problem of combining or making peace between earthly elements or earthly forces and spiritual forces, it dealt with that problem, and it dealt with it by removing smoke, bringing the mist down. The mist will drown out the material fire and stop the smoke. You see, if you bring them together, right? If you bring these two together, one is going to check the other. So in bringing them together, we form peace. Now we know heavenly order, or the religious order, or the higher human order, is described as water, or water, mist, water. Now if water comes together with burning earth, it's going to cool the earth. And after the earth cools, it's going to give the earth that moisture it needs in order for it to grow life. Is that right? Now we may have plenty of stones around, plenty dust, plenty gold, plenty diamonds, but we can't grow corn and wheat and dust and diamonds, gold and whatnot, can we? We can't have life. We can't even have plant life in those minerals. That's more talking about human life. So in order to have life, the heavenly order has to come together with the earthly order. And when it comes together, it will check the material burning in the earth. And it will give a coolness to it and purification to it and life to it that it needs for growth. Then the result is growth. When we look at a piece of land that have trees on it, flowers on it, herbage on it, when we look at a piece of land like that, it gives us some satisfaction. It feeds something in us. Is that right? It brightens up our life. Correct? All right. So this is what the Holy Quran is telling us, that if you want to see life on the earth, human life on the earth, then you must bring it about the same way that God brought about physical life on the earth. God brought about physical life on the earth by rising up mist, water, from the earth, purifying it, then bringing it back down to dry earth. The Holy Quran says that God caused the clouds that are heavy, laden with rain, to travel to dry land and then drop their water. Is that right? All right, so the Holy Quran is telling us that if we want a human society, if we want a living human world, we have to bring it about the same way that God, the Creator, Allah, brought about a living physical world. He brings the mist up and form the clouds, and they rain back down on the earth, and the water that has been lifted up in heaven and purified descends back down on earth and mix with the dry, thirsty earth, and out comes tender life. Beauty, is that right? Okay, so if we want a living, a garden, the Holy Quran says that the heaven or the paradise is a garden, is that right? What is a garden? It's a place where we see vegetation, flowers, and beautiful life in it, is that right? So we want our human world, our human society, to become a beautiful world with beautiful life, human life in it, that is a beautiful human garden, then we have to bring it about the same way that God brings about the material garden, the creation of the material garden. They have to come together and serve each other. They have to agree with each other. There has to be a marriage between the two. And one has to receive the germ of life of the other. Is that right? And in receiving the germ of life of the other, It grows bigger and bigger and bigger. Now the woman outgrows the man in volume. Is that right? The man is one. He comes to the woman and unites with her in marriage, and the woman produced from her body 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, right? So from that woman now is a big family. We say from the man, but we didn't see it come from the man. It grew in the woman, and it came from the woman. Is that right? So what is this telling us, brother? It is telling us this, that if we get together, unite, if the forces of heaven unite with the forces of earth, and we... So if you don't commit adultery, form this marriage and don't commit adultery. Be lawful and faithful to each other. This woman that came out of the earth, not woman the female, but woman the earthly mind. You understand? Woman the earthly mind that came out of the earth and is having developed into a mind. It needs the mind to feed it. Is that right? If it will open up its womb to receive the germ of mind, then mind germ will develop from the flesh of that earth womb. Is that right? And we have society growing larger in volume. One mosque will become two. Is that right? One store will become two. And they will multiply and multiply. One factory becomes two factories. One transportation system becomes two transportation systems. One city becomes two cities. Is that right? Multiplying and multiplying, because the germ of the heavenly mind is entering that material womb, and the world is being fruitful and multiplying. Is that right? This is what the book is talking about, brothers and sisters, and they have taken our minds way out from creation and made us think that this is something foreign to this. But as I said in the beginning, if you want to progress in your home environment, you have to first get knowledge of that home environment. And the path of God is the path of light, the path of knowledge from one place to the other. There's no segments or pockets of darkness in the path of Almighty God Allah. So let's continue this for a few moments, and when are we going to stop? I have to stop this pretty soon. I have to talk to you about something else. But first things first, right? And God is always first. Truth, righteousness, light is always first. So the last verse says, so he completed them as seven firmaments. He completed them as seven firmaments. What is he talking about here? Completing them as seven firmaments. Once you agree to form a unified society, don't let your world be divided against itself. The Bible says, New Testament, that if Satan's house be divided against itself, it will not stand. What is it saying here? That the devil himself cannot exist without using the program, the blueprint of Almighty God. Do you understand? And the blueprint, the program of Almighty God is unity. In unity, there's strength. You put two fingers out, they're separate, they're strong, but try to pull some with one. Put two together and you can pull it a little better. Put all of them together and you're really making time. Is that right? Yeah. Well, see, the Bible is telling us that unity, love, unity, becoming one, oneness, is the strength of creation. It is a God-given power, God-given plan and program. And even if the devil don't follow that, his kingdom collapses. Goes even further to tell us that even the devil have to survive on truth. He can never create a lie. He has to invent a lie from a truth that was already here. And when he get in trouble with himself, when the devil is at war in his own kingdom, he doesn't reach in the devil's book to settle the argument. His kingdom is never brought into peace by a judgment that was rendered from the devil's law. When he gets into trouble in his own kingdom, he then picks up God's book and say, look, it's not fair for you all to treat me like this. Why not? Since we as devils, anything is fair. Why do you now resort to the goodness in the nature? Why do you now appeal, knock on the door of justice? It is because your house is empty without God in it. Even the devil can't survive without having God as a tool for himself to use. That's what the book is telling us. I don't know what you think I came here for, but keep listening, you'll find out. So he completed them as seven firmaments in 2 days, that is the heaven, and he assigned to each heaven its duty and command. Now we think we're going to some heaven that's all one thing, a big room or a big space up there somewhere, everybody flying around with harps in their hands, golden shit slippers, and milk pouring in their mouths, and ain't nobody holding the milk jug. But this book tells us that heaven is a society wherein there are graduations, seven graduations. After we form the heavenly order, and combine it with the earthly order to make a complete, a true heavenly order. Because how can heaven be heaven if it has not formed peace between itself and earth? So heaven will always be disturbed, and the book says that the scent of unrighteousness rises up to heaven and disturbs the nostrils of God. Is that right? So heaven was there, but heaven couldn't stay at peace because the earth below is sending up bad odors. So heaven, in order for it to be heaven, it has to then unite with earth. And if you unite with earth, you're going to have to make an agreement. You're going to have some compromises. Is that right? Right. Heaven doesn't come down on earth and say your earth has to become as heaven was. No, heaven say, let's form a marriage. You take of me and I take of you. So we can have heaven on earth, as it is in heaven. Isn't that what the Bible says? Say, thy will be done. Is that right? On earth as it is in heaven. You see? All right. So let's keep going now. And we adorn the lower heaven with light. If the earth will accept that we form this union, then the divine mind, the wisdom of the divine teachers, or those divinely inspired teachers, that their wisdom will begin to enter minds that were once earthly. And this earthly people will form leadership that will have a new light. It won't be the light of materialism. It'll be the light of the divine. The knowledge of materialism will be in the light, but divine truth will be dominating or ruling over it. Do you understand? And this will form the lower heaven. So this, you see, is now our religious world. First, our heaven is high above the earth. But as earth and heaven forms a marriage, heaven comes down lower to earth. Is that right? So now heaven ain't so high above. We don't have to call out so loud to get an answer from heaven. It says because heaven has come down lower, it has formed a marriage with earth. Okay, so a new leadership has been created here by this union, and it has formed a lower heaven. We have above it still God, his messengers, our prophets, and the scripture. Is that right? What is above our order down here that we have formed, this religious community that we have formed by a marriage between earth and divine? It is a union, a society, a life that sees over it Allah, the messengers or prophets, and the scripture, the Quran. Is that right? So above us is still that higher light. But that higher light now, the truth, the knowledge, has formed a lower heaven. And this lower heaven is a union of people who are earthly and people who are spiritual. Is that right? And now the spiritual germs are entering the earthly people, and we are becoming one. The earthly people become spiritual like us. And the material life is giving form to our spiritual body. And we take on some of the material power on our form of those who are earthly. Isn't this beautiful? A coming together of heaven and earth, a coming together of spiritual and material. One accepting the life germ of the other. One accepting to be cooled by the other and purified by the other. And the other accepting to be stabilized by that was once unstable. Is that right? We create the material wealth. It helps stabilize the spiritual community. If we don't have that kind of wealth, the spiritual community stays afloat. Is that right? We can't establish ourselves in the earth because we are afloat. But once we come into this kind of marriage union, then we gain from the knowledge of the physical world. Those men who have had their minds in the earth, in coal mines, in gold mines, in oil wells, and in what have you, these men have accumulated a great wealth of physical education or physical knowledge. Is that right? So they are going to share that. The community of the spiritual people are going to benefit by that flesh. So we'll get bodies for our spirits. Is that right? Homes and factories and whatnot for our spirit. And the earth will get spirit for their body. Isn't this beautiful? Brother, that's what we want. We want a marriage. And we don't want any adultery. That kind of marriage permits growth that goes from one step to another. Well, the Quran has it as 7 graduations. We come into a first graduation. First graduation is called blood. In this new world, many people that come in will be no more than blood. What does blood mean? Blood means that they are in their minds and in their hearts tied to their flesh members. Or they are under the rule of flesh relationship. That's what it means. People who live in their private homes, when they have clashes with other people in the neighborhood that are not members of their own family, they call it a blood feud. Is that right? Man, they mess with my blood, right? Man, I have to defend blood, man. Well, see, we have people coming into community who are on that level. That's step number one up the ladder of eternity. So he's on step number one, the blood. He's the blood. But the Holy Quran says that he formed a clot of blood. Is that right? We find people like that. They themselves form little groups. One blood thinker will form another, make a union between himself and another blood thinker. Is that right? Pretty soon we got a neighborhood gang that call themselves blood. Right? Yeah. But they'll never get to the second rung of the ladder of eternity unless they come into higher understanding of the knowledge and workings of the world. So we move on up the ladder, and the Quran says that he formed in the clot bones. Is that right? So once we have these blood relationships, we have to have some kind of law that we all recognize. That's the bone. The bones uphold the flesh. Is that right? Okay. And the blood really, once the bones is formed, the blood becomes the creator of the bones become the creation of the blood. Is that right? First there's blood, then bones come into existence out of that lump of flesh that is nothing but a clot, blood. Then those bones grow and mature, become strong, and they produce a marrow, we call it. Inside, there's a marrow inside the bone. Is that right? And science tells us that that marrow produces fresh blood that goes into the bloodstream. Is that right? So now the blood has been graduated, right? We got a kind of filter now working on this blood. See, that bone is a kind of filtering substance, a filtering material. It has little fine threads in it. Have you ever broke a bone? I hope you won't break any more, but if you ever broke a bone, you'll find that it has some fine thread that's like a filter, you see? So the blood went from a clot that's all one lump of something, you see, and it went to a bone, and now in that bone there's formed blood again, and it goes out from the bone as a kind of filtering thing, and there's a hard shell protecting it, isn't it? And it comes out into the bloodstream as fresh new blood, you see? So with law, with moral law, with divine laws that support truth, righteousness, and justice, we can produce a new kind of blood for our bodies. Is that right? Now, we don't live on the blood of the clot. We live on the blood of the bone. Is that right? All praises due to Allah. We are now standing on the second rung of the ladder. Keep on moving up, and we get up there where the heavenly order is, the top order, the highest heaven, we call it. There are seven grades, or seven elevations of heaven, and that seven rung represents the highest rung in the heaven. That rung, what is it? It is the coming into the awareness of the total creation. And letting your mind expand to embrace the total creation and form a marriage not with the blood member of a tribal order or with the blood member of a national order, but form a marriage now with the blood of creation. And if you form that marriage, then your mind will become the germ of creation, and you will become worthy of being the crown of creation. And you will become the father of creation, father of civilization, God of the universe. Is that right? You will become that because now you have accepted the role that was cut out for human beings, the role of Khalif. God says, I'm going to make myself a khalif. I'm going to put a khalif in the earth. He's up here with the angels now, But I'm going to form a marriage. And that marriage will eventually bring about the birth of a Khalif. He'll be coming for a long time. They'll say, oh, Christ was here in David. Then they'll watch the movement of society down through the ages, and they'll come to the conclusion that, no, David was not Christ. And then another will be born, until finally one day they'll say, Christ is here. Christ is manifest. Christ has returned in his full glory. And when that time comes, the world will see God face to face. Is that right? We'll see God face to face, and God will dwell with them, and they will dwell with God. And the whole world will become one, and the light won't be the light of the whole world. It will neither be the light of the sun nor the moon, but the light will be the light of God. Is that right? All praise is due to Allah. This doesn't mean that the creator of heaven and the earth in a physical form or in any other form as a person is going to come to us and dwell with us. No. It means this, that God is going to raise from dust Elijah, and he's going to keep moving it, graduating it, keep moving it along the path of human evolution until he brings that life into full awareness of the total creation. And when he brings that life into full awareness of the total creation, that life shall be the germ and the spark of life for the total creation. That will be his Khalif. Now, not saying this to brag, but saying this to let you know the Bilalian community is the most blessed community on the face of the earth or in the total creation, because standing right here before you now is his Khalif that he has been growing from the days of Adam. From the days of Adam to this very day, he have been growing me for the whole world. Oh, are you going to rule the world? Why not? If I could find a better ruler, I wouldn't rule the world. All praise due to Allah. If God Khalif rules the world, God rules the world. Because God's Khalif, he does not rule of himself. He rules of the divine power, the divine truth. So if he rules the world, actually God is ruling the world. And believe me, nobody short of Almighty God can rule the world. The world is just too big for any other being or entity except Almighty God himself. This man is saying he's God. No, indeed. I'm not saying I'm God. I am your brother, Wallace D. Muhammad. But God has made me an instrument, a monitor, a gauge, a working machine. That use nothing but the oil of the divine presence. And the electricity that is in this machine is all generated by the divine being. So that's what I mean. I'm not God. I'm not Allah. But Allah's presence is right here, working through my being. Because my being has opened up and receive the total creation. So, brothers and sisters, I thought I would tell you that before going into the second part of our talk here. Now I would like to read from the Bible. And I begin with Revelation 7th verse. And it says here, "And to the angel of the church in Philadelphia write, these things saith he that is holy, he that is true, he that has the key of David, he that opens and no man closes." And shuts and no man opens. "I know your works. Behold, I have set before you an open door, and no man can shut it. For you have a little strength, and has kept my word, and has not denied my name. Behold, I will make them of the synagogue of Satan, which say they are Jews and are not, but lie. Behold, I will make them to come and worship before your feet, and to know that I have loved you, because you have kept the word of my patience. I also will keep you from the hour of temptation, which shall come upon all the world to try them that dwell upon the earth. Behold, I come quickly. Hold that fast which you have, that no man take your crown. Him that overcomes will I make a pillar in the temple of my God, and he shall go no more out, and I will write upon..."